with the ringing of that bell, you have become a student in class number 541 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And as we brought the class to a close, I was talking about some prophecies. You know, God had said that he would, of David's seed, raise up one to sit on his throne that would rule forever. And there is a sense in which some of this seems to be referring to Solomon, who would come and he would rule and he would actually build the temple that David wanted built. But Solomon didn't rule forever. There would be another son to come. And I read from two passages of Scripture that point far into the future to the coming of the Messiah. I want to read those two again, and then I want to read a passage of fulfillment of those things. So let me read that first passage, Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And the other prophecy I made reference to was in Amos chapter 9, verses 11 and 12. In that day I will raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up its ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom, and all the nations that are called by my name, saith Jehovah that doeth this. And then we know the fulfillment of these things because of what we read in the New Testament. Listen to Paul in Acts chapter 13, verses 21 through 23. And afterward they asked for a king, and God gave unto them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for the space of 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up David to be their king, whom also he bare witness, and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, who shall do all my will. Of this man's seed hath God, according to promise, brought unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. Now, we're going to continue with this study in just a moment. I need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're studying Sunday school lessons written by E.A. Elam, and this one for the Sunday of March 16th, 1924, about the reign of David. And the text is 2 Samuel chapter 7. Let me read to you again what we read in 2 Samuel 7, 18 and 19. Then David the king went in and sat before Jehovah, and he said, Who am I, O Lord Jehovah, and what is mine house that thou hast brought me thus far? And this was yet a small thing in thine eyes, O Lord Jehovah, but thou hast spoken also of thy servant's house for a great while to come, and this too after the manner of men, O Lord Jehovah. Well, it's difficult to learn the meaning of this declaration, and this too after the manner of men. The margin says, and this is the law of man, O Lord Jehovah. Certainly man never made this law or these promises. They could not come from the wisdom and power, rather weakness of man. But some think this refers to the second Adam. There was the first man Adam, and the last Adam. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 45, the last Adam is from heaven and Christ. And in 1 Chronicles 17 and verse 7, these expressions are as follows. But what hast thou spoken from thy servant's house for a great while to come, and has regarded me according to the estate of man of high degree? This certainly looks beyond the temporal kingdom which Solomon inherited. Besides, there's so many other passages which refer to Christ. If this one does not, then we know that he is the one now on David's throne, and that his kingdom will stand forever. Peter said of David, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins he would set up one on his throne, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ. Acts 2:30-31. And you can also read some other passages there in Acts 2:25-29, and really on through 36. In fact, I'm going to pause here, and we're going to read some of that. This is Acts 2:25-36. For David saith concerning him, I beheld the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand that I should not be moved. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover my flesh also dwell in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul unto Hades, neither wilt thou give thy holy one to see corruption. Thou madest known unto me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of gladness with thy countenance. Brethren, may I say unto you freely of the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us unto this day, being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins he would set up one on his throne, he foreseeing this spake of the resurrection of Christ, that neither was he left unto Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus did God raise up, whereof we are all witnesses, being therefore by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he hath poured forth this which you now see and hear. For David ascended not into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool of thy feet. Let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God hath made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus, whom ye have crucified. Now this settles the question of Jesus being on the throne of David. We read in 2 Samuel 7:20, and what can David more say unto thee? For thou knowest thy servant, O Lord Jehovah. What can David say more unto thee? God knew David's heart, his thankfulness, his submission to God, that God could use him in his house as God would choose. In 2 Samuel 7:21, for thy word's sake, and according to thine own heart, thou hast wrought all this greatness to make thy servant know it. Not through David's own merit and worth, or that of his family, but for God's word's sake and according to God's own heart, wisdom, and purpose, he had wrought all this greatness for David in David's house. 2 Samuel 7:22, wherefore thou art great, O Jehovah God, for there is none like unto thee, neither is there any God beside thee according to all that we have heard with our ears. That's why God, therefore, is great and wonderful. There is no God like him, and there is no other. He is the only true God. 2 Samuel 7:23. And what one nation in the earth is like thy people, even like Israel, whom God went to redeem unto himself for a people, and to make him a name, and to do great things for you, and terrible things for thy land, before thy people, whom thou redeemest to thee out of Egypt from the nations and their gods. With Jehovah as their God, and considering all the great and wonderful things he had done for Israel, from Abraham to David, from Egypt to the mighty kingdom of that time, there was no nation on earth equal to that one. We read in 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 24. And now thou didst establish thyself, thy people Israel, to be a people unto thee forever, and thou, Jehovah, becamest their God. This redeemed and now great people God established to himself, to be his people forever and to be their God. His children today are his church. They are called the Israel of God in Galatians 6 and verse 16. And as many as shall walk by this rule, peace be upon them and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. This cannot be too well understood. All the fleshly descendants of Abraham or of Jacob are not Israel, neither are they all children because they are of Abraham's seed. We read in Romans chapter 9, verses 6 through 9. But it is not as though the word of God had come to naught, for they are not all Israel that are of Israel, neither because they are Abraham's seed are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, it is not the children of the flesh that are the children of God, but the children of the promised are reckoned for a seed. For this is a word of promise. According to this season, I will come, and Sarah shall have a son. And then we read this. For you're all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ did put on Christ. There can be neither Jew nor Greek. There can be no male and female. For you are all one man in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Galatians chapter 3, 26 through 29. Christian Gentiles are as much Israel today as Christian Jews. And Jews who are not children of God by faith in Christ are no more the Israel of God than unbelieving Gentiles, whose house we are, God's house, in which Jesus is the Son, if we hold fast our boldness and the glorying of our hope firm to the end. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 6. The Jews were cut off and ceased to be the Israel of God through unbelief. The Gentiles became so by faith. We read in Romans 11 and verse 20, by their unbelief they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. And now let's turn to this closing part of David's prayer. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 25 and 26. And now, O Jehovah God, the word thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house, confirm thou it forever, and do as thou hast spoken, and let thy name be magnified forever, saying, Jehovah of hosts is God over Israel, and the house of thy servant David shall be established before thee. In faith and submission, trust and hope, David prayed God to bring to pass all he had spoken concerning David in his house, to confirm it forever, to magnify his own, God's name forever. Doing these wonderful, far-reaching things would redound to the glory of God's name as it does today. Because God had revealed all this to David and had promised to build David a house, David found it in his heart to offer this prayer to God. Emphasis is placed on the house of David, which, as we have seen, embraces Christ and his reign. David expressed his faith that God would do this because his words are truth, and he hath promised it. And 2 Samuel chapter 8, verses 13 through 15 state again the victories God gave David over his enemies, and that David reigned over Israel in righteousness and justice. And David got him a name when he returned from smiting the Syrians in the Valley of Salt, even 8,000 men. And he put the garrisons in Egypt throughout all Edom. He put garrisons, and all the Edomites became servants of David. And Jehovah gave victory to David whithersoever he went, and David reigned over all Israel.